With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I am loud, louder than life.
I'm sure Mary thinks that sometimes.
I try to be quiet. That comedian, whoever it is, who does that whole thing about man goes to the restroom at night, it's very quiet. It's quiet. Woman goes to the restroom at night, bang, bang, boom, knocking things over, whatever it is. It's just like, you know, whatever. That's how that goes. Same with the alarm. The alarm was set in our house 6:40 a.m. this morning. And I have Alexa just ring me, you know, Alexa. And I get up. I got up about 6:35 and I said, Alexa, alarm off. And then the voice says, 6:40 alarm canceled. And Mary doesn't wake with that. But if she gets up, everybody knows about it. Is that the way it is at your house, Haley?
Yeah, one of us is very, very quiet and considerate of the other. And then the other one of us does not have a care in the world.
You just get up and like, let's get it. Let's go.
My wife hasn't heard my alarm in years. That's what these little fitness watch deals are for. You can set it on there and it just kind of shakes a little bit. Doesn't make any noise. You don't have to worry about it.
That's interesting. I don't think I could sleep with a watch on.
Yes, you could.
No.
I didn't think I would like it, but after a couple of nights, you don't even notice it.
I was worried because I had a Fitbit. This was years ago, but it did the same thing where it vibrates when your alarm goes off. And I was terrified that the vibration wouldn't be enough to wake me up. But it is. I mean, Ian, do you have trouble with yours?
No.
Yeah.
It works perfectly every day. I love
you,
it. Because I hated the meh, 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 right. meh of, you know, the typical alarm. So
you guys are like Pavlov's dogs, though. You're responding to that little on your wrist.
And you're like a Jetson talking to your alarm clock.
Talking to that hockey puck sitting on the nightstand.
Right. Alarm off, Alexa.
And I whisper it, and it hears me, Alexa.
So does off. So do the people that are listening to you through that.
I have one brother who just thinks that this is demonic, that these devices are available.
Pat won't let me have them in the house because he's Mr. Tech Security Expert. So he's like, we're not having them in the house. No chance that no one's going to be listening to us.
Right. Well, they'd be
because
he doesn't,
you know, want it out there that he's the one making all kinds of noise when he gets up in the morning.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
I'm lucky, though. I have an alarm clock that does a gradual light increase. So it's like the sun coming up.
That's cool.
And it slowly wakes you up, and it wakes you up to the sound of cheep, 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 beep, cheep, 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 little birds chirping instead of the meh, meh, meh that everyone else has to deal with. And I like that. That makes me wake up happy.
Yeah, some people, they need the that sort of thing, and then they still will reach over and turn it off, and then it cranks out again like 5 minutes later or something.
Have you seen the alarm clocks where it starts vibrating on your side table, and it vibrates so hard it vibrates off the table onto the floor, and then you're supposed to get out of bed and chase it down to turn it off.
That would be a nightmare.
It is, but for someone that won't get up and constantly is hitting snooze, if your alarm clock is running away from you, yeah, it would get me out of bed.
I don't need one of those watches because our bed does all that stuff. It's the sleep number. And so it tells you, you know, you just go on the app and it'll tell you your heartbeat, your...
Everything. It tells you your sleep scores.
Yes. And that's just another competition my wife and I have.
Just unnecessary competition
exactly.
in the house.
She's like, what'd you score? Like, I don't know. I'm not telling. What'd you score?
Who on average?
Her.
Really?
Sleeps like a log.
Oh.
See, I will never... We can't have that competition at my house because the wife refuses to wear the watch at night. So she gets to enjoy me getting up with no noise, but I listen through at least two and usually three snoozes of meh, meh, meh,
meh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's awful.
That's the word. I get on Pat all the time because he'll do multiple snoozes And it just, it doesn't, he'll fall right back asleep after the first alarm goes off. But then it'll keep going off like five times. And I'm up right after the first one,
right,
just hitting him with a pillow. Ugh, ridiculous.
And it never makes any sense to me either. It's like, well, if you're setting it for three snoozes, why don't you just set the alarm 20 minutes later and just get up and when it goes off the first time?
Right. Why don't irritate it?
Oh, I've tried to use that logic. It does not work on Patrick.
It doesn't work on anyone that does that. But I still don't understand it.
And we talked about this not long ago, too. Do you set your clocks ahead or are they on real time?
Well, okay. So when we talked about this, I snitched on my mom, whose clock is always not the right time. But I found out my clock at home was set like 13 minutes fast so that I would always be early. But I just didn't realize it. So when I went to change it a few days ago.
But when you get in your car, it tells you the truth.
Right.
So you're like, what
happened? And then I'm like, oh, wow, I'm just earlier than I thought I was. I have time to go get coffee.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that Pat is being sneaky.
Probably, yeah.
The bad thing about the sleep score mattress thing is, like this morning I got up at that time, I chased coffee for my wife and daughter, and then I sat in a chair in the family room, and Gracie and I had a nice little chat before she went to school, and I scraped her windshield, did all that. Then I went back for an hour, and it was the
whole hour,
and it was a deep, long, you know, sleep. I was dreaming vividly. And then you wake up and you go, wow, that was rest.
Oh, that's the best.
When you wake up and you feel like you slept a week.
Oh, man.
It was like an hour and 5 minutes.
Poor Gracie's doing algebra in
school. Right. That's right. Youngster,
get over
there.
Well, she got to sleep in late because he cleaned off her car.
And got her coffee.
Yeah.
She appreciates those things, though. She's very loving.
Oh, she will here in a year or so when she doesn't get them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I always say to her, it's like, what are you going to do without? She's like, I'll manage.
She'll find a lovely boyfriend who will do it for her, hopefully.
Well, that is, that's nice, though, to be spoiled that way. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Somebody, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Have somebody scrape your windshield or, you know, what? But, you know, you do that stuff out of love. But anyway, that extra hour and 5 minutes or whatever it was this morning was like, that's the good stuff.
Heaven.
Why can't we just have a little switch on our Fitbit or whatever your phone, what's your phone called, Ian?
Oh, I've got a Droid phone.
That's right.
I think it's a Samsung.
Whatever the fancy phone is that you have, why can't there be a switch on it that says deep sleep?
Oh, and it just knocks you out. And you can put a set limit, like, let's do 37-minute nap and just knock you out, get the perfect amount of REM sleep.
Yeah, we used to have a pop star by the name of Michael Jackson. He was trying that with something called propofol and a doctor who wasn't very good at monitoring him.
Oof.
That's what happened there.
Wasn't that part of the juice equation as well?
Jesus juice?
Yeah, that he was given to other people?
I don't know if that ever came to be or not. Was that in the Neverland series about Michael Jackson?
No, I think that came out before any of those
earlier
movies.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening. I know those things exist, though, because I had to get a shot in my back, like an epidural sort of thing in my spine when I was having some really tough times 10 years ago, let's say. And this woman comes and she goes, hey, how are you? I'm Dr. Blah, blah, blah. And hey, great to see you. And then she pulls out this needle. I say, you're not sticking that in me. She says, got to.
She showed you the needle?
I saw it. And it's like, no.
Oh, that's rule numero uno. You make eye contact when the doctor walks in and then you politely just look out the window when they pull out that long needle.
I said, I don't think I can do this. And the nurse said, give me your hand. Stuck something in this hand, my right hand. She said, put your forehead on my shoulder, which I did. Next thing I know, I heard her behind me say, we're finished. And then I looked up and it was 7 minutes later. So whatever. You know, it was like I was completely out. Michael Jackson'd out.
She gave you the Jesus juice just in the head.
Whatever it was, I don't know how many minutes it was, but I was completely gone.
They knocked you out for it?
It was an epidural shot that was brutal.
That
I've had a bunch of those.
That women get without
I don't know, but
localized pain stuff when they get birth.
I've had a bunch of
epidurals. Aren't they normally going through a huge amount of pain at that point, though?
Right,
what's a little extra from that
needle? Let's add some
needle?
More pain. Let's stick a giant needle in their back.
I've had a bunch of epidurals over the years because of my back situation. And that was the first time I'd been anesthetized.
Oof, woof. It's not fun. Is it just like a steroid shot right to your back?
Boom.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I had one of those when I was younger, and it was not fun. But I was better than you, and I made sure I'm not looking at that needle.
That was my mistake. But yeah, those things work. You know, sometimes people do ask me, they'll say, I know you had some back trouble. I do recommend those epidurals. Mm-hmm. They, you know, it may take a day or two, and you usually get three of them, like three Fridays in a row, three Tuesdays in a row, whatever it is. And after the second one, for sure, I felt massive relief.
Mm-hmm.
But usually after the first one, I felt some relief
within
a day. And so it's like, it's worth it. Just one of those things you can't be fearful about. You just like, they come up with these magical things to help us.
A little bit of pain comes like a lot of happiness afterwards.
What did they do back in the old days? Like when they were settling the Wild West, you jumped off some rock ledge somewhere and your back got snapped or whatever. And then what would you do? They didn't have medication. You just drink whiskey?
They hand you a wooden spoon, say, bite down on this and hope for the best.
Yep. And after the spoon was out of your mouth, you drank half a bottle of whatever and
hope that helped.
Yep.
Beat it. Let's go. It's Haley and the Knobs. Haley's back.
Woo!
On the Ides of March.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who's going to win the men's NCAA basketball tournament this year?
Right now, it looks to me as though Kentucky will.
I don't know if Sister Jean's on point on this one, Haley.
Sister Jean is always on point. She knows what she's talking about. I know what I'm talking about.
We'll save that. We're going to do a little bracket thing at 6:35 tonight. First, though, let's go to why this song Jump is on. You know who David Blaine is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He's an illusionist, I think is the right word.
That's is that what
right.
we're calling him now?
I don't know how that stuff works. All those guys do that. I've done it enough of these things on TV and here in the radio studio. People, and I watch their hands. I'm trying to figure out what they're doing. I can't figure out what they're doing.
Of course not. That's the point.
But I'm right there. I'm looking. It's not like I'm sitting in an audience 40 feet away.
Yes, but they're illusionists. They can trick anyone.
David Blaine recovering after suffering an injury during a performance in Las Vegas. He was jumping into a pile of boxes from about 80 feet above. First off, what?
Okay, so here's my question. What's the illusion? What is the magic trick about you just jumping from a really high place?
That he's not going to end up paralyzed at the end.
But he still hurt himself, so it doesn't even... Okay, anyway, sorry, continue.
Gravity works? Is that what he's proving?
I guess. I mean, that's better than the one where he just sat in the box for, you know, a couple of weeks, right?
And did he really do that, or was that an illusion? Where he somehow put up some sort of 3D image of himself in a box and really he was somewhere else having donuts.
Could be, yeah.
It just seems like you can do that. If you can bring Tupac to Coachella.
You can take David Blaine in a box anywhere you need.
That's what I think. That's just one of those tricks.
You're probably not wrong.
Right.
Some generated thing. He's not in a box for 3 weeks where people are walking by all the time. Oh, look, there's that guy. Where's the food? And frankly, if I can be disgusting, where's the poop? You know what?
I mean, exactly where it is.
You're a human being, so there are things that are just going to happen. And you have to have water and sustenance. So it's got to be a Tupac at Coachella
thing. Yeah, there's no way.
So anyway, he's jumping from 80 feet. That's like an 8-story building. Okay, a 6-story building, whatever it is. It's high. You jump into boxes. That's how the stunt people do it in movies anyway. They jump into a big mattress when it looks like they're falling off a building or whatever it is. This time, though, he dislocated his shoulder. Is that what they said? No, they said he could be heard screaming in pain, probably part of an act.
Oof.
Suffering a dislocated shoulder, put back into place on site.
Mm.
His performances are still set to continue in April, May, and June. So is he faking it? Was the screaming just a fake thing? They're taping something so he can use it later?
No, I'm sure it's real. I'm sure this is real.
We had this idiot one morning on TV. Rachel and I were doing some sort of magic show thing or whatever. And the guy was in the back lobby, not in our studio. So we moved the camera out there. And he's got a straitjacket. And he goes over to the corner of the stone wall at WHAS TV and slams his shoulder into it and then is able to wriggle out of the straitjacket.
Yeah, he separated his shoulder.
We had so many people complain about that. Why did you show that on TV? Well, first off, I didn't know he was going to do that.
Is that the only way to get out of a straitjacket?
I don't know.
To dislocate your shoulder?
But he did it, and he got out of the jacket, but we got so much heat for that. But I didn't say, how are you going to get out of it? I didn't, I saw him in advance. You see people, oh, hey, your name's Jim Bob, and you're going to do a straitjacket thing, and you're going to juggle fire? Great, whatever. He didn't say how, and then he did that.
Ooh. Live. Did you scream?
It made me sick.
Yeah.
To watch. But is that the sort of a thing that David Blaine is doing? He's doing some intentional dislocation because it's part of a greater, video stunt that he's going to do that he'll reveal on TV. I don't know. Anyway, he didn't die from it. I can tell you that much.
No, and a dislocated shoulder is hardly something to write home about. That'll solve itself pretty quickly.
I've seen things where he puts things under his skin. That seems disgusting, repulsive. But it seems like, we've all gotten a splinter before. Your body rejects these things. So if, you put a playing card under your skin, say, there's an ace of diamonds under my skin, whatever. Doesn't your body purge that thing anyway? I don't know.
You would think so. You would hope so.
It's all just lies and trickeration. Once Coachella showed us what they did, you can't fool me anymore. All right, we come back, a little bracket talk. It's Hailing the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do basketball in a moment or two. It's Haley the Knobs. Haley, Ian and I want to know your opinion about this woman who's on TikTok, the tick and the talk.
Mm-hmm.
She got a lot of blowback, actually, because she's walking down, it looks like Manhattan streets. She's saying that she met somebody on an app.
Aww.
And they decided to have dinner, and then she details why she just left the dinner. It just seemed like, what? All right, here you go. Here's a little, some of the audio. This goes on way too long, but here's the critical part.
We scheduled to go to dinner, and the waitress comes over, and he said, I'm going to take the burger. And the waitress asked him, do you want some cheese on your burger? And he asked, is this going to be extra? And she says, yes, it's $3 extra. And he said, okay, then never mind. I got up, and I went to the waitress, and I was like, hey, I just want to pay the bill. I just paid the bill and walked out of the restaurant, and I texted him, the check is taken care of. You should have gotten the cheese. And I blocked him.
I'm so sick of this blocking culture. This was a nice guy that was trying to save a few bucks on his own meal. And from all, it seems like he was very polite about it.
Yeah, that's what the rest of the video, the TikTok is about, is just how, well, it was okay, but then... And then she didn't really explain, but she was just like so over it that he needed to know if the cheese cost extra. So what?
So what? And also, $3 for cheese on a burger is ridiculous.
It wasn't like he told her, oh, you want cheese? Yeah, it's $3 extra. She can't have cheese.
Right. That,
I mean, it was his burger.
I didn't get the whole thing. All right, here's somebody else who's just too cranky for me, and he's famous. His name is Hugh Grant. Here he is on the... I know it wasn't a red carpet, but it's still the red carpet interview from the Academy Awards show the other night.
Thank you so much for stopping by. Have the best
night. Thank you.
Hugh Grant, you are a veteran of the Oscars, and you've been here a few times. Yeah. What's your favorite thing about coming to the Oscars?
It's fascinating. It's the whole of humanity is here. It's Vanity Fair.
Oh, it's all about Vanity Fair. Yes, that's where we let loose and have a little bit of fun. What are you most excited to see tonight?
To see?
Yeah, well, I know that you probably watched a few of the movies. Are you excited to see anybody win? Do you have your hopes up for anyone?
No one in particular.
Okay, well, what are you wearing tonight then?
Just my suit.
Your suit? Who made your suit? You didn't make it.
I can't remember. My tailor.
That's okay. Yeah. Shout out to the tailor. Yeah.
What a jerk.
So tell me, what does it feel like to be in Glass Onion? It was such an amazing film. I really loved it. I love a thriller. How fun is it to shoot something like that?
Well, I'm barely in it. I'm in it for about 3 seconds.
Yeah, but still, you showed up and you had fun, right?
Almost.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
All right, back to you guys.
Thank you so much for being a jerk.
Like, what is the... Why?
Why not say, well, it was fun to work with those people on that film. Oh, my gosh, I love whoever, blah, 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 blah. And we did this and that. It was a fun shooting scene. Yeah, sadly, I didn't get much in the film, but I thought the final cut was great.
Right. Something.
How hard is that to do?
Anything. Also, in the fact that, what are you looking forward to see? Nothing? It's like, what? You're a movie star. You make something up.
And play along with the whole suit
play?
Thing.
Come on.
I did. I sewed this. I was up last night. I got 6 pins sticking out of my mouth, and I'm yelling, I need more thread! You know, you could say anything.
Anything.
Who was the interviewer I felt bad for?
Ashley someone, I believe. Ashley Graham, maybe?
Like the E! Channel or
something? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think a former model.
She's trying to be nice.
And she's doing a good job just trying to get to, okay, let's find something else we can talk about. Ugh.
Please, just help out a little bit, you tool.
Uh-oh.
We have a Haley and Anab show tomorrow, I think.
We do, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, not Friday, but
so
tomorrow.
You can make your prediction tomorrow.
Okay.
Kentucky and Providence. Tough challenge. We heard Sister Jean's prediction a few minutes ago. She thinks Kentucky will win. Now, she did record that a week or so ago, I guess before the Vanderbilt loss in the SEC tournament. But I'm not really feeling they're going to win the whole thing.
I think they'll have a good run. But the whole thing, I mean, after the year they've had, I don't think it's a possibility.
Other people are weighing in on who they think will win, including a certain Charles Barkley, a famous Auburn graduate. He played basketball for Auburn.
Well, he went to Auburn. We don't know if he graduated, but...
Surely they gave him an honorary degree, right?
Maybe.
Here's Barkley on somebody's podcast.
I'm picking, and this is painful for me to say, Roll Tide! National champion.
The arch enemy of Auburn is Alabama. That was tough for him. Stephen A. Smith!
Oh. I'm rolling with him. Okay. Listen. Alabama! And usually I'm saying that about Nick Saban. But wouldn't it be beautiful if the basketball program won a national championship? The basketball program won a national championship. This brother can ball. Brandon Miller is special. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sears is not bad. Clowney's not bad. But Brandon Miller... It's special. I was speaking to Tom Izzo a few weeks ago. He said he might be the best player in the country. And I think when you talk about that Cinderella ride, when you got that kind of stud, okay, that's the kind of dude that can deliver the goods. Now, they did lose to UConn earlier this year. That is true. Yeah. They lost to Tennessee as well.
I said
UConn. They lost to UConn this earlier this year. But, you know, they beat Memphis. They blew out Kentucky.
Okay.
I'm watching them.
I had to get that Kentucky line in there, too, of course.
Are they really a Cinderella as the number one overall seed?
I didn't understand what he meant by that either.
Just have they ever won a national championship for basketball, Alabama?
No. I don't think so.
Wow. I don't recall that. I don't think that's possible. But, yeah, this would be a big step for them if they're able to do that. And I do have them going deeply into the tournament, but not my winner. I'll talk about my bracket tomorrow. But the games start tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fair that the company allows everybody else to be off work and we have to stay here and do our jobs? Why can't we just, like, package this show.
Man, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because wouldn't it be great if we could just package the show and go home early?
Everybody else does.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a fun thing to do? And remember how fun it was back in the old building when, like, everyone from the sales department would have nothing to do and coming over to the news department just to watch the games.
And we could have popcorn.
And we got popcorn, but the news, we're all just, you know, typing away trying to get our next deadlines.
But our Wi-Fi was jammed up because there was so much bandwidth being sucked up by the people in the sales department that we couldn't get our jobs done properly.
They won't have to worry about that tomorrow. I'm sure they'll all be joining Nick Coffee. I just saw he's out doing his show on the road at a couple of bars over the next couple of days. He's going to be at Hoops tomorrow and then Bear Nose 502 on Friday. So he's got a good spot either way to watch the games.
Ooh.
Next week, the show comes here. You know, over at the KFC Yum Center, we're going to get Friday and Sunday games.
I think that's right.
We're 24th. Yeah, that's Friday. Friday the 24th, Sunday the 26th.
And we could have that Cinderella Alabama here.
Could be here. They have to win their first two games. We'll have four teams here. There's two games, and then there's one game on Sunday, and the winner emerges for the final four. But I would hope the bars would be jamming around here, too, with a lot of folks who are following those teams, whichever four make it here.
You would hope.
So we'll see
I think the city got shorted not being able to have a shot at Kentucky, Indiana, or Purdue next weekend, though.
True that. Bama's going to travel well for sure if they make it. You got to win two games to get here, that's for sure.
Yeah, some of the other ones in that bracket, Arizona, who they have a big fan base, but that's not exactly a short trip here.
No,
so
that's no quick drive. Sister Jean, did you change your mind yet?
Who's going to win the men's NCAA basketball tournament this year?
Right now, it looks to me as though Kentucky will.
Sister, clean your glasses.
Not a girl.
Clean your glasses, sister. We're back in a few to close. It's Hail in the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHS.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm a monkey! Woman sees a monkey on her porch in Dixon, Oklahoma, Haley. What would you do?
Probably scream, given Oklahoma's not where I imagine monkeys hang out.
Yeah, the monkey jumps up, grabs her door several times, breaks a button off or something on the handle. She calls police. Police show up. The monkey goes up, stares at the police.
Spooky.
Just stares at him. And then she comes out of her house, and then it really got bad.
I looked out the window, and there was a monkey looking at me. And I took a second take, and I was like, there's a monkey on the front porch. He was trying to get into my house. The little button that you push in on your screen door, he had broke it off. I was literally hanging on to the door, trying to hold my door closed. He crawled, jumped up my back, and landed on my head, grabbed handfuls of hair, and just ripped it out, and then ripped my ear almost completely off of my head.
Oh, that's not what you're supposed to do with ears.
Ears still attached, monkey dead. It's
It's a bad story. And if it ends up with the animal dead, I know it hurt you, but he doesn't know any better. It's a monkey.
It's a monkey man. Don't let your monkey out of the house tonight, folks. A little friendly advice. See you tomorrow.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.